Oh, Oh, we give you praise. Glory, glory, God, you are the mighty.
Yes, you are. You are the mighty God.
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 Oh, yes, you are the mighty God.
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 You are the
mighty God.
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Receive all the glory. Receive all honor and adoration. You are the mighty God. You are the God who has called us to purpose, called us, O God, to a destiny that cannot be thwarted. We thank you, Lord, O God, that we are not corruptible, for we have been born again by your incorruptible word. Father, this day we thank you for your presence, for your anointing that is destroying yokes and removing burdens. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, that your word is going to be powerful to us tonight. Your word, O God, is going to bring transformation. It's going to bring about divine prosperity. Your word, O God, today will do extraordinary things in us and through us. Lord, O God, we seek your face, not just your hands today. We seek your face, O God, so that we can be changed into that same glory. And Lord, O God, that as we move and crisscross through the world, that we will be glory carriers, the carriers of God. The Lord, O God, that as we open our mouths to speak, Father, we'll speak by the authority that you've invested in us. For it is you that lives in us. You're the God speaking in and through us. Oh, Father, we thank you this day that this world does not belong to the devil and his cohorts. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, they all belong to you. And we are very, very, very aware, Lord, O God, this day that you are sold out to the saving of souls. And Lord, O God, we as your sons are asking, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the utmost parts of the earth for our possessions. Lord, O God, we relent not from this. We declare it so. And Lord, O God, we position ourselves in Christ Jesus to receive all of this, that we one of these days may present it all back to you as we stand and occupy till you come. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, you and your cohorts, back off. Back off. We know who we are. We're the sons of the Most High God, and we will be made manifest. And all creation has been waiting with a great expectancy for our manifestation, and now it is. We are manifesting the glory of God. We're coming out of the pooper. We're coming out of that place of limitation. And we come out through this metamorphosis, the new creations of the Most High God. Thank you, Father. So it is said. So it is done, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. It's been a joy being with you these last few days. We were away in Africa for 2 weeks, something like that. And we had a tremendous time there. God did extraordinary things, and I heard from them today, because this was the first Sunday after the meetings, about the tremendous miracles that God wrought during those meetings. had with me and Mama a dear son, Paul Ame, with us during those meetings. And he was just amazing. And thank God for that son, you know, and how God is using him tremendously in touching lives. And we're also there with another dear son that I'm going to introduce to you one of these days. I think he should be in the country not too long from now. And he's going to be with us also. I know he for sure is going to be here when we have the 50th anniversary of ministry. Are you guys doing anything about that? Huh? It's a surprise. Oh, you can't tell me it's a surprise. Okay. Well, there are other churches that are doing something about it. We bring in Sinach. Sinach is coming and to town, and you know, they're going to be honoring this Son of God during that particular time. As soon as the information is available, we will make the poster available, and I think that should be happening sometime in June. Anyhow, God has been good. Thank God for his faithfulness. and he is good to you today. Amen? Somebody say, God is good to me today. Something extraordinary is going to happen to me today. Right now, I receive every good thing that my loving Father has for me. I am not a failure. I'm a victor, more than a conqueror. For greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Father, I thank you for making me a visionary. I see things that other people don't see. I perceive things that others don't perceive. I'm a new creation. I am not ordinary. I'm beyond extraordinary. I am the Son of the Most High God. My Father has declared a decree over my life that I am his son. I can be nothing else but the Son of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I'm empowered to succeed. I arise. I shine. For the glory of the Lord is upon me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. I have a surprise for you tonight. At the end of this service tonight, we're going to have an anointing service. A segment of just touching you. I want you to be filled with expectancy. The touch of God is going to deliver to you what you're expecting God to do. Amen? Let it be a day of turnarounds for you. Let the miraculous happen in you. Amen? That is not a surprise. Well, the surprise is our speaker tonight is a man that God used to speak to us last night. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I see you're excited about that. That's good. So let me introduce to you Apostle, God's power. Oh my, look at him, look at him. I like this guy. He's a sharp dresser.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Peter.
Oh, yes. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if the anointing was connected to dressing, you've got an overload of it.
Thank you, Apostle. I'm just trying to be like you. I'm growing up to be like you. I've been seeing what you are doing.
Oh, yes, right. Well, no, sir, take it. Just go for it. And we're going to have a wonderful time this evening.
Praise the Lord. I'm excited again. I'm glad to be in church. Actually, I consider glory and peace my home already.
Amen.
So when I come to church here, I consider that I'm home. You know, in the realm of the spirit, there is no distance. So when I am, you know, thank God for technology. So whether I'm on Zoom or whether I'm in church or in-house, the power of God and the presence of God is mighty. I celebrate you so much, Bishop. I believe in you. I love you. And I love Mama. I want us to celebrate Mama, especially because when you see a man of God standing and doing the work of God with all this force, with all this power, it is because God has blessed him with a woman that is able to pastor him when he has done pastoring all of us. Amen. When pastor is done pastoring all of us, there is someone who pastors him and gives him the peace. So if we can celebrate Mama with a clap offering and give God praise for her, praise Jesus. Mama, we love you. We celebrate you. I know you're busy somewhere as usual, but God's hand is upon you to do greater things. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God has been working with us. You see, this period is very, very powerful and very sensitive. I am bringing you greetings from here. I'm here in Toronto at the moment, and I'm here with my lovely wife and children. I'm bringing you greetings from all of them. And I'm trusting God in a very short time, I'll be there in person to see you shake hands with everybody and also get the blessings of the Papa of the house. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Sir, I was so blessed this morning. I was part of the service. Those words, those testimonies, they are faith-arousing testimonies. God bless you. Indeed, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So my faith was jarred up by all those powerful testimonies that God used you to give. And we trust God that God is taking you deeper and further into the world for the sake of the gospel. You're empowered for it, and the provisions are being released already. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, God is speaking to us. I want to talk to us as we begin to bring or to rise into a conclusion. Now, we are ending a program, but the spirit of the program cannot end. The glory of the program cannot end. It can only continue until God brings to manifestation that which concerns individual lives, family lives, and indeed the church to the glory of his name. Hallelujah. I want to share something with us tonight, which I have called Stick Around a Little Longer. Stick around a little longer. In the morning, our bishop spoke about things that spoke about authorizing us to rise and staying in the ambit or within the platform of being a child of God with the spirit of Christ. And this evening, before we get this anointing put upon us, before this oil comes upon us to make us who God wants us to be, there is a need to understand a spiritual principle that many people do not understand. I want to use for a scriptural reading tonight, John chapter 20. The portion that Mama read in the morning, John chapter 20, she read all the way from verse number 1, which I'm going to make reference to. But I want to pinch you from verse 14 to verse 18. John chapter 20, from verse 14 to verse 18. And I'm reading the King James Version. The Bible says these words. It says, "And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, verse 15, Woman, Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Verse 16, Jesus said unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Verse 17, and Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Let's close in verse 18. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he has spoken these things unto her. Somebody says amen.
Amen.
Spirit of God, bless this word and breathe upon it. Let every word that escape my lips be the very words you have put there, and let it bring glory to your name in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And a child of God says a good amen.
Amen.
Praise God Almighty.
Amen.
I'm talking to you tonight as brief as I can, maybe within the ambit of 25 to 30 minutes, what I have titled, Stick Around a Little Longer. Stick around a little longer. You see, we live in a generation that is a fast generation. It's a very fast-paced generation. That's where we live. You know, when we're growing up and we didn't know very much about fast food until there were fast food joints, which we have all over the place today. We have fast food places. These are places where if you're hungry, you just go there, you just place an order of your food, you sit down, and they bring you the food that is already prepared, and you eat. And all of a sudden, people thought that this fast food is not fast enough anymore. So there is now a drive-through. This time, you don't want to sit down. You just get to the point and you punch some buttons and you are told, you are asked what you want. You tell them what you want. And before you get to the window, your order is set and you take your order and you drive away. We live in a generation where people don't want to wait. They don't understand what the Bible means when it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. People don't understand that anymore. People want something fast-paced. People don't want to wait upon God. People don't want to sit down and pray until they see a change. We live in this fast-paced generation, and sometimes it wants to look like people are trying to modernize God, if you like. If there was a new edition God, a modernized Holy Ghost, it's a new improved Spirit of God. But I'm here to submit to everyone under the sound of my voice that Jesus Christ is the same.
Yes.
Yesterday and today and forever. And for anybody who will stick with him, who will stay with him, there will always be a reward that is not given to those who are serving God out of convenience. As I began to pray for this service, the Lord said to me, there are people in church that are always in a hurry. If God doesn't do it at their own pace, then they think something is not right. If God doesn't do it the way they want it, they think something is not working. But I heard Bishop speak this morning when Bishop said, God does not need Ruwan. He doesn't need to touch here and touch here and touch here and touch here to get a miracle done. When you wait upon God, God doesn't have to go from step one to step two and to step three. No, excuse me. God can go from step one to 10 and even from step one to 100 because he is God. Now, that led me to prophesy to somebody under the sound of my voice. You have wondered why things have happened with others. Others have given their testimonies. Others are rejoicing. Yet you are wondering, what have I done wrong? Why is God not answering my prayer. Why can't I just get married and settle down? Why can't my financial life settle? Why you are wondering how can and when can that be? I came to tell you that by the virtue of resurrection service, you have been authorized to rise to the point where your bills are paid. You have been authorized to rise to the point where your marriage will be solidified, and you have been authorized to rise to the point where your documental issue will be sorted in the name of Jesus. That's a good place for somebody to shout an amen. And let me tell you the story. I want to sit on this story in John chapter 20. In John chapter 2, I began to read from verse 14. But for better understanding, let us begin to journey together from verse number 1. From verse number 1, the Bible tells us about a woman who is called, or who was called, Mary Magdalene. And sometimes people think that Magdalene is her surname. No, and Magdalene was not her surname. Magdalene was speaking about where she originated from, where she came from. She came from a city called Magdala. So in order for people to know that she's different from the other Mary, they call her Mary Magdalena, or Mary from Magdala. And you know the story of this woman. The Bible tells us in Mark's account that Jesus delivered her from demons. Jesus set her free from demons. And all of a sudden, there is something unique about this woman. And she followed Jesus when Jesus was alive. And she followed Jesus when Jesus was going through the challenges. And she now followed Jesus even when Jesus was dead. That suggests to me she was not a worshiper of convenience. She was not the person who serves God when things are okay and wouldn't come to church when things are not okay. There are people under the sound of my voice. You are serving God when it is convenient. But can I submit to you that the God of the Bible cannot be worshipped out of convenience? If you are worshiping God out of convenience, you cannot get the best out of him. In fact, the best of God is given to those who are serving God when it is not convenient, when they have to sacrifice, when they got bills to pay, yet they still come to church, when marriage is shaken, yet they come to church, they don't feel too well, but they come to church. I'm not talking about people where you ask them, why were you not in church? He said, I got a headache. Why were you not in church? I got some problem. Excuse me, if you got a problem, where do you think is the best place to go? I think, if I submit to you, that you should come into the presence of Almighty God. And the Bible tells us in verse 1 of John 20, he said, the first day of the week, cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark. Ladies and gentlemen, when it was yet dark, that means at that point, she was alone. At that point, it was not convenient. At that point, she should be afraid as a woman to walk alone to the sepulcher. But she was too much in love with Jesus to fear. Do you know the Bible says perfect love casted away fear? Yes, indeed. That suggests to me that when you see people who are saying, I can't come to church, I'm feeling so depressed, I can't come to church, I'm feeling so low, I said, then I need to introduce you to Mary Magdalene. What it means to be in a situation where while it is yet dark, why you can't see your way forward, why you are still in confusion, why you don't even know who will roll away the stone, you tell yourself, I will still go to church, even if I can't pay my bills, I will still go to church, even if my spouse is misbehaving, I will still go to church while it is yet dark. I will stick around. I will still be in church. There are people who started church with most of us in Glory and Peace Church. You don't find them again. Go ask them why they stopped church. Somebody gossiped me. I was in some challenge. Nobody helped me. And nobody called me. I was in a certain situation. Nobody came to help me. And that is why they are not in church. But not Mary Magdalene. While it was yet dark. Oh God, I need to go on. The Bible says, and this woman, she didn't allow who will roll away the stone to be a problem. She didn't allow what about the soldiers. She didn't allow any of them to be in her mind. She was going to meet Jesus. Do you know, child of God, there is a level of commitment that deletes impossibilities. Can I say that one more time? There is a level of commitment that deletes impossibilities. You don't think about it. It's not in your mind. Who will take away the stone is not in your mind. What about the soldiers is not in your mind. What is in your mind is your commitment to God. It's your commitment to church, and it's your commitment to your pastor. Whether you like it or not, you must be committed to a man that represents God, because you don't see God. So whether the man travel or is in town, you are locked up in the church, because that is what brings about certain dimensions of breakthrough. Bible tells us this lady by herself, she ran to the sepulchre that early morning, and she found that something. She found out that there was no stone, and she found out that, I like John's account, there was no stone and there were no soldiers. Probably the soldiers have all fallen away. I'm not sure. Maybe the Bible said they fall down dead when they saw the angels and all the lightning. They fell down. And somehow, ladies and gentlemen, this woman got to the sepulchre, and the Bible said in verse 2, she ran and went to the guys who were closer to Jesus, who were supposed to be the right-hand man of Jesus, people who ought to be with Jesus, who were square-shouldered and they moved around as Jesus' bodyguard, but they were all at home when this particular woman risked herself for Jesus. Oh God, can I ask you a question before I go on? Can you risk anything for Jesus? Can you put your life on the line for Jesus? But Mary Magdala, the Bible says she ran to these guys and said to them, guys, we got some problem. And they said, what is it? Where have you been? It's so early. Where are you coming from this time? And she said, I'm coming from the tomb. Are you serious? Are you okay? Mary, what is your problem? Where are you this early morning? And Mary said, I can't live without him. I can't survive without him. It's the reason why I breathe. It's the reason why I'm alive. I don't care whether they call him dead. I'm still going to go to the tomb. And God was watching, and God was looking at this young lady. While the rest people were all there, she came to tell them. She said, I can find the Lord. The Bible says to us in verse number 3, please stay with me. The Bible says in verse 3, it said, therefore Peter and the other disciple, they ran to come to the sepulchre. Let me zero in on verse 4 before we go on. The Bible says in verse 4, so they ran together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter. Now let me sit here for a minute. How does it feel like to start life with somebody and they outrun you? How does it feel like when your mates are getting married and you are still there? Their children are graduating from school and you are still there. You are asking, why is my life like this? Why am I here like this? The Bible said John outran Peter. They started together, but John outran Peter. Maybe you are listening to me right now. Sometimes you feel pain when you watch Facebook and see your friends. They are having holidays in Honolulu and Hawaii. Sometimes you feel bad when people you started life with, they are telling about the new car they bought, the new house they bought, and you are struggling. How does it feel like to be outrun by life? But can I tell you the truth? John may outrun Peter, but Peter will arrive. Can you write that down? John may outrun Peter, but Peter will arrive. That somebody got it before you doesn't mean you won't get it. I feel like preaching. That somebody got it before you does not mean you will not get it. Yes, they can get married before you. Yes, they can get a better car before you. Yes, they can get their documents before you. Yes, they can get everything before you. But can I preach to you that you got yours does doesn't mean you got mine with yours. Oh, yes, you can get yours. That doesn't mean you got mine. I may be late, but I can be the latest. Oh, yes, indeed. I may be late, but I can be the latest. Sometimes you start late, and God still makes you and the latest. I gotta go on. Draw me at Rome, Peter, but Peter will arrive. Don't worry when people are drawn. How many of you know that misery like company? Sometimes because all of you are suffering, you don't mind. Until somebody begins to break through, then you begin to feel the pain of being left alone. Do you know that as little as Facebook like and Facebook view can make people feel depressed? I made a post. My friend made a post. He's got 1,000 views and I got 10 views. Are you serious? Is that now your problem? John may outrun Peter, but Peter will still arrive. I don't care who has gone before me, but I know that God, if I can keep on the journey, I will get there. Can you write this down? In the things of life, direction is more important than speed. I'm going to say that one more time. In the journey of life, direction is more important than speed. If you are in the right track, it doesn't matter how slow you run, you will get to where you're going. But if you are in the wrong track, even if you are running very fast, you're just getting lost all the more. Can I go on for time? And the Bible says, John, watch this. The John that around Peter got there, but he could not enter. But Peter got there, and Peter entered. So you can come late and be the one to enter. So Peter entered into the sepulcher. And the Bible said these two guys, they saw something. When they entered, they saw the linen clothes. They saw the linen clothes. They saw the napkins. Everything was arranged and folded properly. And when they finished seeing what they needed to see, they turned back and went home. In my mind, they were telling Mary, Mary, can we go? The place, you can't be here alone. This is a cemetery, Mary. Let's go. But I'm talking about stick around a little longer. And they turned back and walked away. But the Bible said that Mary was there and Mary refused to go. I'm talking about stick around. Just stay there. Stay in church. Things may not have happened the way you want, but stay in church. Stick around to Jesus and stick around to your pastor. It is God's purpose. There will be shaking. There will be things that look like nothing is happening. There will be gossip. There will be trials. There will be temptation. There will be all kinds of discouragement. There will be things that want to make you stop church. But please, just stick around. In your presence, people came and they left. Your Peters in church, the people you think are strong in church, in your presence, they left. In your presence, they walked away. But why don't you be like Mary? Bible said Mary stayed. And she was there. She stayed. And the Bible says in verse number 11, it says, and Mary stood there and was crying. Mary stood without a sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher. Now give me verse 12. She looked into the sepulcher and seeing two angels in white. Can I submit to you, when Peter and John came, the angels were there. But Peter and John could not see the angels because those angels are only to be seen by those who refuse to go. Those who stick around, you may be crying, but don't go. Sometimes God uses tears to wash your eyes so that you can see. Oh God, I feel like preaching. Sometimes God uses tears to wash your eyes so that you can see. The girl cried and cried and looked into the same place. The men saw napkin. The men saw linen cloth. But there were angels there. Oh God, there are times that if you go away too early, you miss what God wants to show you. They went away. They said they had evidence. Oh, yes. The Bible said, and they believed. But there were other things they want. God want to show them. But God can't show them because they were in a hurry. They want to go. They want God to. They just want to go. But not Mary. Mary stuck around. I'm going to hang with Bishop. I'm going to hang with Mama. I'm going to stay in grace and glory and peace church. I'm going to be here. Let the cloud fall down. Let the cloud do whatever. I'm going nowhere. I will cry, but I'm still going to stay. Things can be down, but I'm still going to stay. I may have a shaking home, but I'll stick around. When you stick around a little longer, when you can pray a little longer, if you can just hold on a little longer, there is something else you can see that others cannot see. Glory to God. And the Bible says, she saw the two angels that were there. I like to see, look at what the angel said to her in verse number 13. And the angel said to the woman, why weepest thou? And she said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where the lady. I like this woman. I'm going to ask to see her when I get to heaven. Mary Magdalene, what kind of woman are you? When some of us will see angel and be okay, we will see angel and be all right. The woman said, no, angels, you look like Jesus, but it's not you I'm looking for. I can see your cloth is shining. I can see how nice you look, but I'm looking for Jesus. Oh my God. I am not going to be satisfied with an alternative. I'm not going to take an alternative. I know you angels are wonderful. How come you appeared? How come you are, my God? Some people will fall down and worship the angels. People are going to be excited to see angels. Mary said, thank you guys for looking so nice. But please, I'm not looking for you. I'm looking for my Lord. I have a relationship with my Lord. If he looks like it, I will not take it. I want him. I'm not going to let some internet pastor me. Do you know there are people in church these days that social media is pastoring them? They are being pastored by the angels in social media. Somebody with some new revelation. Somebody with some new thing. And it's making you confused about what your pastor has been pushing into you for years. One social media post of one person who doesn't even know where they are going has confused you, because they sound like angel, not Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene says, angels, you are looking so good, but please, you are not the one I'm looking for. I'm going to stick around. And the Bible says, and when she had tossed, when she finished speaking to them, the Bible says in verse 14, and she turned herself. When she turned herself, she saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Now I'm going to sit here for a few more minutes. How does it feel like to pray and pray? Now your breakthrough is standing in front of you, but you don't know. You know, in the morning, Bishop said that Peter walked to where Jesus was, and in the presence of Jesus, he was sinking. How can you get so close and begin to sink? You have gotten to a very close place. Here you are with Jesus, and you are sinking. Now, Mary Magdalene, the Bible says that she turned and she saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Now, I want to pray for you that when you stand before your miracle, you will not miss it. When you stand before your miracle, you will not be deceived. You are going to recognize your miracle. You will recognize what you've prayed for. You will recognize the answer to your tears. You will recognize the answer to your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Why was Mary getting all these things? She stuck around. She was there. She didn't go anywhere. But watch this as we begin to close. The Bible says, it says, and Jesus said unto her, verse 15, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be a gardener, said, sir, you look so nice around this part. I don't know who you are, but please, if you have carried my Jesus, I need you to take me to where you put him. That alone made Jesus' heart glad. So this woman set me so much that I can't find Peter here. I can't find John here. I can't find Bartholomew here. I can't find Matthew here. That once I ordained apostle, I can't find them. But this woman who has decided to come early in the morning, even when everybody left, she's still standing. She's sticking around in church. She's not allowing nothing to let her leave church. And the Bible said, Jesus said, Mary. Oh God, now I'm beginning to close. He said, Mary. The moment he said, Mary, please look at that verse, please, for me. Verse 16. And Jesus said, Mary. And the Bible says, and she turned herself. She turned herself. Remember that And the Bible told us in verse 14 that she has turned before. She turned the first time and saw Jesus and talked to Jesus. When Jesus said Mary, she turned again. Now, what was the first turning and what was the second turning? The first time she turned in her mind. The second time she turned in her spirit. No wonder the Bible says in Exodus chapter 3 verse 3, when Moses saw the burning bush, Moses said, I will not turn to see you. There are some things God will never tell you, God will never show you until you turn. You turn from your lifestyle. You turn from the things you are used to that which God is planning to do in your life. And the Bible says, when she turned and Jesus said, Mary, she said, Rabboni, Master. And the Bible said, Jesus said to her, don't touch me. He said, but go to my brother and say to them, ladies and gentlemen, she became the first person to carry the message of resurrection. The most important message there is, the most important thing that God can put in the custody of any human being was given to a woman. Why? Not because she prayed, but because she stayed. She stuck around. She was there when nobody else was there. Pastor can count on her. God can count on her. That if nobody comes to church, this one will come. This one will give. If nobody gives me to support this program, this one will give. When you get to the point where God can count on you that you will stay in the face of all the odds, God will commit to your hand what other people don't have. Hallelujah. As you go get the anointing today, as the anointing comes upon you, something will happen to you. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, the Bible tells us something very strange and something very powerful. The Bible says that, it says, and Samuel took the olive oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. It was oil that touched him, but it was spirit that came upon him. That's what will happen to somebody tonight. As Bishop puts oil on somebody, it will be spirit that come upon you. See, the difference between the dynasty of David and the dynasty of Saul is because the dynasty of David was spirit empowered. The dynasty of Saul was physically empowered. Before Saul could receive the spirit, the Bible says Samuel had to kiss him. Somewhere had to prophesy. Somewhere had to touch him. Somewhere had to give him. They have to give him bread. They have to give him so many things in order for the spirit to come upon Saul. But for David, the day they poured the oil, the day the spirit came and everything changed. Tonight, this anointing is not like every anointing you have received. This anointing is not any kind of anointing you've got. It's a new kind of anointing. The man of God is just coming from a tour. And there is a fresh grace upon him. By the time this oil come upon you, is a spirit that will come upon you. And your testimony will be awesome. But don't forget, no matter what you do, stick around a little longer. God has something he wants to show you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you stand up on your feet, everybody? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Can you stand up on your feet? Fred, can you tell God, I'm not going anywhere? Everybody else can go, but I'm here, Lord Jesus. You can count on me. You can. One of the greatest things you can do for your pastor is for him to be able to depend on you, for him to be able to know that no matter what, he can count on you. You can be like Mary Magdalene that say, I'll be standing here no matter what. I raise my hands up to God tonight, and I decree that as this oil come upon you, your life will be changed. The Bible says, because you love righteousness and hate wickedness, the Lord has anointed you with oil of gladness above your fellow. May this oil distinguish between you and others, that between now and the half of this year, like June, July, your life will be an evidence that God touched you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you so much, man of God. I am grateful for the opportunity to be a blessing to God's people, and I am blessed also. And we are ready for the anointing. I'm not there physically, myself and everybody in the Zoom. We connect by faith that oil touches us also for testimony. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Oh, my Lord. Was that powerful or what? I thank God for the sons that he has. Why would you want to eat garbage when you've got word like this? Man of God.
Thank you, sir.
I thank God for you.
Amen.
I thank God for you. While you were preaching there, I'm saying, God, where can I take this man?
Amen. Let's go, man of God. Let's touch the world with Jesus. They need to hear what God has to say.
Yeah. There, you see, in the kingdom of God, we're not about competition. We're about completing each other.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I'm sorry for ministers that don't celebrate the grace that God is operating in and through. There are diversities of gifts.
Mm.
And I, as I listen to you persecuting the word of God, I said, that's my man.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Because he was seeing things and going where many people will just fluff through because they don't understand. You got the understanding of the word of God. So I thank God. That doesn't just come anyhow. You have to be with the Father. You must have stained grace on your life to be able to see things. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you. I want to thank you for loving the Father. I want to thank you for loving God. I want to thank you for going through all the challenges that you've gone through. Because you have been sharpened, formed to display his glory.
Amen.
And so I thank you for that staying grace. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate the goodness of God. Yeah. It's what we need. The real deal. Well, we're going to just lift up your hands before the Lord. There's so many things that God has spoken to us tonight. Father, here we are. We receive staying power. The grace of abiding. The grace that brings us to the place of divine revelation and insight, knowledge, because we stayed. The grace to see beyond the natural. The grace to just love you with all of our hearts. We'll receive this. For in knowing you, we can be certain that we will not be exploited by the enemy, but we will do great exploits. Father, manifest your glory. Let us turn around completely to hear you say, I ascend to be with my Father and your Father, my God and your God, to hear you take us higher. Oh, you ascended so that we can ascend. You are seated so that we can sit. You are where you are because you want us where you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that as this oil touches us, your spirit will rest. Find your resting place in us. Spirit of our Father, stir our spirits and cause us to be welded together as one. We receive this grace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, those of you that are home, you're going to have your oil with you at this time, and you're going to join us in this segment. But before we do the anointing, I want you to come with that special offering that you want to release into the hands of God today. And as you release that offering, you will come through the line and you'll be touched with the oil of anointing. There is nothing extraordinary about the oil other than God touches it and becomes a conduit of connectivity that carries the grace that we need, because it is based on faith. Before I traveled, the word of the Lord said in the book of James that if there's somebody that is sick, he should come and prayer shall be prayed over them. You remember that? Prayed over them. And then they'd be lifted up. Today, for some of you, it might be a little bit tough, but this is going to be a prayer over. Amen? That means when you come, I've not ever asked you to do that before, but today I have a quickening in my spirit that this is what must be done. When you come, I am going to have you kneel. You're not kneeling to me, you're kneeling before the living God. It's a symbolic act, and I'll be over you, praying over you, and then I will lift you up. It's going to be a symbolic declaration that you are authorized to rise. Did you hear that? You are authorized to rise. You're going to rise. And you're going to move in another dimension henceforth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Okay. So let's form the line like we normally do. You come, you release your offering, you come, you kneel, and then I'm going to, from a position of praying over, I'm going to minister that grace to you, and then I'm going to lift you up. Praise God. I'm going to find out how strong I am tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, for those of you that are home, do the same. Do the same. You're going to, from releasing your offering, everyone should give an offering tonight. Everybody should give an offering tonight. I don't care whether it's $1 or $5 or $1,000 or $1 million or whatever it is. Everybody give something tonight. Praise the Lord. Is there somebody that doesn't have anything to give on the line here tonight? You don't have anything to give? Do you work? Do you work? The person who's raising their hand over there. You work? You came to church without bringing something? Huh? You have an offering? Oh, okay. I thought you were raising your hand because you did not have an offering. Anybody here that doesn't have an offering? Okay, everybody has an offering. Okay, everybody should give tonight. Hallelujah. Those of you that are home, I'm going to pray for you last. But right now, I want you to begin to release your offering. And when it's time for me to pray for you, I am going to call your name, those that I see their names on the screen. I am going to, by faith, touch you with the oil of faith. And I'm going to symbolically lift my hands up, and that will be a sign of you being raised up. And as you raised up, you'll be raised far above every challenge. Your sickness shall no longer be your sickness, because you're not taking possession of that sickness. You're going to be lifted above it. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever has been messed up in your life shall be corrected today. The challenges that have kept you in bondage cease tonight. You shall rise, and you shall not be hindered anymore. He that died and rose again dieth no more. And tonight is your night. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm going to pray for you, every one of you online there that I can see on Zoom, individually, by faith. If you are on YouTube and on Facebook and whatever else, and you need to be prayed for, and I need you to be, you need to be seen so I can call your name, migrate from wherever it is you are to the Zoom link right now. And if you may, just briefly put up the Zoom link so that those that need to migrate, migrate. If I have to be here till 2 a.m. this morning, laying hands on every single one of you, I will do that. We've had services here where service started at 7 o'clock and we didn't leave this place until 4 a.m. 4 a.m. because God's power was just resting on people. Something good is about to happen. Hallelujah. So those of you on Zoom, I'm going to pray for you last. So hang in there. The prayer, the ministry of the word today was stay in. So you stay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on. Pastor Paul, come and help me with this oil over here. Quickly, please. Just.